Doolittle.
See here, Higgins. Do you see this? You done this?
Done what, man?
This, I tell you. Look at it. Look at this silk hat. Look at this frock coat.
Has Eliza been buying you clothes?
Eliza? Not she. Not half. Why would she buy me clothes?
Good morning, Mr. Doolittle. Won't you sit down?
Oh, begging your pardon, ma'am. Thank you. I'm that full of what has happened to me, I can't think of anything else.
What the dickens has happened to you?
I shouldn't mind if it had only happened to me. Anything might happen to anybody and nobody to blame but Providence, as you might say. But this is something that you done to me. Yes, you, Henry Higgins.
Have you found Eliza? That's the point.
Have you lost her?
Yes.
You have all the luck you have. I ain't found her, but she'll find me quick enough now after what you done to me.
But what has my son done to you?
Done to me? Ruined me? Destroyed my happiness? Tied me up and delivered me into the hands of middle-class morality?
You're raving. You're drunk. You're mad. I gave you £5. After that, I had 2 conversations with you. At 1/2 crown an hour. I've never seen you since.
Oh, drunk, am I? Mad, am I? Tell me this. Did you or did you not write a letter to an old blighter in America that was giving $5 million to found moral reform societies all over the world and that wanted you to invent a universal language for him?
What? Ezra D. Wannerfeller? He's dead.
Yes, he's dead and I'm done for. Now, did you or did you not write a letter to him to say that the most original moralist at present in England, to the best of your knowledge, was Alfred Doolittle, a common dustman?
Oh, after your last visit, I remember making some silly joke of that kind.
Ah, you may call it a silly joke. It put the lid on me right enough. Just give him the chance he wanted to show that Americans is not like us, that they recognise and respect merit in every class of life, however humble. Them words is in his blooming will, in which, Henry Higgins, thanks to your silly joking, he leaves me a share in his pre-digested cheese trust worth $3,000 a year on condition that I lecture for his Wannerfeller Moral Reform World League as often as they ask me, up to 6 times a year.
The devil he does. Phew! What a lark.
A safe thing for you, Doolittle. They won't ask you twice.
Oh, it ain't the lecture in my mind. I'll lecture them blue in the face. I will not turn a hair. It's making a gentleman of me that I object to. Who asked him to make a gentleman of me? I was happy. I was free. I touched pretty nigh everybody for money when I wanted it, same as I touched you, Henry Higgins. Now I'm worried, tied, neck and heels, and everybody touches me for money. It's a fine thing for you, says my solicitor. Oh, is it, says I. You mean it's a good thing for you, I says. When I was a poor man and had a solicitor once, when they found a pram in the dust cart, he got me off and got shut of me and got me shut of him as quick as he could. Same with the doctors. Used to shove me out of the hospital before I could hardly stand on my legs and nothing to pay. Now they finds out that I'm not a healthy man and can't live unless they looks after me twice a day. In the house, I'm not let do a hand's turn for myself. Somebody else must do it and touch me for it. A year ago, I hadn't a relative in the world except 2 or 3 that wouldn't speak to me. Now I've 50 and not a decent week's wages among the lot of them. I have to live for others and not for myself. That's middle-class morality. You talk of losing Eliza. Don't you be anxious. I bet she's on my doorstep by this. She that could support herself easy by selling flowers if I wasn't respectable. And the next one to touch me will be you, Henry Higgins. I'll have to learn to speak middle-class language from you instead of speaking proper English. That's where you come in, and I dare say that's what you done it for.
But, my dear Mr. Doolittle, you need not suffer all this if you are really in earnest. Nobody can force you to accept this bequest. You can repudiate it. Isn't that so, Colonel Pickering?
I believe so.
Oh, that's the tragedy of it, ma'am. It's easy to say, chuck it. But I haven't the nerve. which one of us has? We're all intimidated. Intimidated, Mom, that's what we are. What is there for me if I chuck it but the workhouse in my old age? I have to dye my hair already to keep my job as a dustman. If I was one of the deserving poor and had put by a bit, I could chuck it. But then why should I? "'Cause the deserving poor might as well be millionaires "'for all the happiness they ever has. "'They don't know what happiness is. "'But I, as one of the undeserving poor, "'have nothing between me and the pauper's uniform "'but this here blasted 3,000 a year "'that shoves me in the middle class. "'Oh, excuse the expression, Mom. "'You'd use it yourself if you had my provocation.' "'I've got you every way you turn. "'It's a choice between the skilly of the workhouse "'and the charbiders of the middle class. "'And I haven't the nerve for the workhouse. "'Intimidated? That's what I am. "'Broke. Bought up. "'Happier men than me will call for my dust "'and touch me for their tip. "'And I'll look on helpless and envy them. And that's what your son has brought me to.